Hey guys, thanks for watching miasnewpairofglasses.com and welcome to part two. It's all connected of the Masters and Controllers series. Now in this video, as well as other videos, I will make statements that I will expand on in a separate future video. But for the purpose of this video and keeping the length manageable, we are only going to focus on proving a single topic. First, to go any further into this series, one of the most important things I must show you is the purpose of movies and television. I have to draw the connection so you understand that Hollywood, governments, everything in the private sector of business, and the people above those who control the world are all one entity working together for the same agenda. The world is not what you think. We really live in a caste system. Contrary to what you have been led to believe, you cannot be anything you wish. For example, like start a company to become a millionaire, or because you are talented and work hard, invent something to become rich, like what they show on the TV show Shark Tank. All of these reality shows are 100% scripted with 100% actors on TV to serve the purpose of creating the false illusion that just anybody can become rich and famous if they work hard. Not just anybody becomes famous or rich, and certainly not just anybody becomes a movie director. You can only get as far as they allow you to get, and there is a high cost to anyone who does, quote, make it. To control a population, the methods used are with the carrot or by the stick. They realized that you get more production out of people with less resistance by using the carrot method. All you need to do is create false hope by creating a world where people believe that they can get out of the class they are in by working hard so they can do or be anything. Then they reinforce those false beliefs, creating a desire for money and wealth by glamorizing the world of material wealth. Then they don't need to force people into slavery. They manipulate them into it. And when the carrot method doesn't work, then they use the stick. We call that the penal system. TV and movies play the biggest part in creating those false hopes. In this video, I will point out a select few directors and movies, but this is not just some movies and some directors. It is all of them, big budget to small and independent films. Not just anyone gets to make movies. You must be, quote, in the club. There is a reason why movies are only made out of two places in the world: Hollywood, California, for the Western world, and Bollywood in India, for the 1.339 billion people that live there. To become a director, you are either groomed into the club from a young age, entered through blood relations, or you are willing to sell your soul and make the type of movies they want with what they want in it, with their symbolism and pushing their agendas. When that many eyes are on something, nothing is left to chance. So I'm going to assume, if you are here, that everyone knows the moon landing was fake. This is an important fact to understand for the topics we're going to discuss now. Stanley Kubrick, a film director, was deep in the club. He directed movies like 2001 Space Odyssey, The Shining, and Eyes Wide Shut. Movies are generally completed well before their release date to the public. The movie 2001 Space Odyssey, directed by Stanley Kubrick, was released to the public on April 3, 1968, which means it was completed and reviewed by the controllers well before that date. So this movie was completed at least 2 years before the first reported moon landing. and that moon landing being on July 20th of 1969. What the purpose of this movie was it was Stanley Kubrick's audition to show that he could successfully pull off the fake moon landing and people would think it believable. It was the first space movie with realistic special effects. They always study the screening audience's reactions to films, and in this case, to see if people felt that this was realistic enough and it matched their expectations of what space would look like. That is how they knew they could pull it off, and Kubrick was hired for the job. Now, where did they get the footage they used for the terrain of the moon in 2001 Space Odyssey and the faked moon landing? The Nevada Desert, or more specifically, Area 51 in the Nevada Desert. If you go on Google Maps and look at the terrain in the area, you will see the craters they blew up on that land to simulate the craters on the moon. There clearly will be some differences due to it being over 50 years ago since they blew up those craters. However, they are still all there. And that is the real reason they don't want anyone near Area 51. It's not because aliens are there. It's because they don't want people out there and making the connection that that is where the moon landing was really filmed. The Shining, directed by Stanley Kubrick, was released to the public on May 23rd of 1980. Kubrick obviously had a crisis of conscience and placed very subtle clues in the movie to say that he directed the moon landing and that it was fake. There is a lot of symbolism in the movie, but just to point out a few, the sun wearing an Apollo 11 sweater, and the carpet in that scene modeled after NASA's hexagonal launch pads, and finally, on the wall, do you notice the same thing I did? Rockets in the pattern of the wall design. Later on, Kubrick directed the movie Eyes Wide Shut, where he stepped over the line and revealed too much about secret societies. This movie was released to the public on July 16th of 1999. Kubrick died on March 7th, 1999, before the movie was even released to the public. Does anyone remember the significance of March 7th? If you refer to Brian's video in the Sun series, where he shows that in one catastrophe scenario, 260 days from the day the sun continues to go north after summer solstice, the date the sun or blue star completely goes out falls on March 7th. All dates have meaning, and because Kubrick said too much in his movies, he stepped over the line. He was used as a ritual sacrifice on a very important date to the controllers. What are the chances? To condition people with the belief in space, many movies and TV shows have been aired over the years. They tell the truth and reveal how a fake space landing can be done in the movie Capricorn 1, released on May 2, 1978, where they film a fake Mars landing. They even go into detail showing how they cover it up, how they get rid of the evidence, and how they keep people in the dark due to compartmentalization, which is a topic I also covered in my SpaceX Deception series. What is the best way to throw the truth in asleep people's faces, leave clues for some, like us, yet discredit public claims of faked space missions? Put it in a movie. So anyone you tell says to you, "Oh, you got that from a movie." Types of productions, like Star Wars and Star Trek, just to name two of the big ones, are the main tools used to reinforce the heliocentric model and make people believe in space. Just think, if you'd never seen a space movie, would you be able to imagine what their version of space looks like? these aren't the only movies that contributed to the public's belief in space. Eugene Roddenberry, a patron saint of the controllers, was an American television screenwriter, producer, and creator of the original Star Trek television series and its first spin-off, The Next Generation. What is his connection to NASA? Hubble Space Telescope images have been used on Star Trek Voyager, and quote, in recognition of the way Star Trek inspired people around the globe, NASA awarded its Distinguished Public Service Medal posthumously to Gene Roddenberry, the show's founding producer. Take a listen to this quote. Gene Roddenberry's creative genius opened the imaginations of hundreds of millions to the fact that the remarkable achievements of NASA are only the first step in an advancing technology that will carry humankind away from humanity's birthplace and out to the stars, perhaps to join the even larger and more diverse community of intelligent life in the cosmos. Hugh Downs and Robert Jastrow, letter to NASA Administrator Dan Golden, September 24, 1992. What they are really saying is that Gene Roddenberry's work was one of the most significant contributing factors to exposing the public, young and old, to the idea of space and why most grew up believing in it. And because he played such a huge role in that effort, they always find ways to memorialize him, even reportedly sending his ashes to space, which I touched on in my SpaceX Deception series, that his ashes never reached space because space doesn't exist. Now do you see how it all weaves together? Movies and shows are not just entertainment, and not just anyone can make a movie about anything they want. Not just anyone can become a director. Everything you see is controlled and used to create the illusion of our world. They all work as one entity. There is no separation. Space is not the only agenda that movies have been used for. I will go further into some of these topics in future videos. That's all I have for you guys today. Everybody stay safe, be good to one another, and God bless.